here's a story from The World.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made an extraordinary announcement in the final hours of the Trump administration today. He declared that the Chinese Communist Party has committed genocide of the Uyghur ethnic group. Genocide is a powerful word that carries political weight, and it's a designation that Uyghur groups have been lobbying governments around the globe to use. Salih Hudayr is with the East Turkestan National Awakening Movement. He joins us from Washington, and East Turkestan, by the way, is the name of the Uyghur state before it was occupied by China. Salih, what does it mean exactly for the U.S. to name Chinese persecution of Uyghurs a genocide? How significant a move is this?
This is very significant. This would actually mean that the U.S. government is not going to sit around and allow China to continue its atrocities. This would mean that the U.S. government would use its own laws and its commitment under international treaties, such as the UN genocide recognition, to take serious actions to bring an end to this genocide. This would also mean that other governments across the world would have to take action as well. The U.S. will definitely use its allied partners to put more pressure on China.
To be clear, many activist groups have alleged and documented Uyghurs in Xinjiang working in factory camps and living in re-education centers. But by pushing for this designation of genocide, has the U.S. State Department essentially said that the Chinese government is killing Uyghurs?
Essentially, yes. Genocide doesn't just mean, you know, directly killing Uyghurs, but also means, you know, bringing about conditions in which, you know, their life is at danger. The forced sterilization of women is one of the biggest issues, the mass abortions, but also people are physically dying in these concentration camps. And there have been numerous reported instances of this within the past few years. I think the U.S. government has now further evidence on this, and this is why they decided to designate it as a genocide.
As you said, a genocide designation by the U.S. means the world is not just going to sit around and will use laws like the UN genocide recognition. But how would that actually work if China refuses to cooperate or recognize that genocide is happening in Xinjiang?
China has always been pushing back against this, and China will most likely refute this. However, the U.S. government, it would have legal obligations on its own to push back against this as a country that's recognizing the genocide. They would no longer be able to engage in, you know, trade deals with China. They wouldn't be able to allow Chinese officials that are complicit in the genocide to come into the United States or engage in any type of formal diplomatic relations with them.
Human rights have not been a top priority for the Trump administration, but this move suggests otherwise, at least in Xinjiang and China. Do you think other countries will also acknowledge what's happening there as genocide?
Yes. Initially, we were able to convince the Canadian Parliament back in October to recognize the atrocities as genocide, and we subsequently had gotten the U.S. Senate to introduce a similar resolution. The U.K., actually, they were holding a vote on the genocide amendment, which narrowly got defeated, sadly. But we are hoping that with the U.S. recognizing this as a genocide, other countries in the Western world will follow suit.
Are you worried, though, that maybe the last-minute designation of genocide by the State Department just won't carry the weight? A full-throated campaign that might have carried this toughness for the past 3 years could have.
Not necessarily, because what's happening is indeed a genocide. And you had the incoming administration, the Biden administration, several months back, they had stated that they would recognize the genocide. And in fact, even today, according to the New York Times, they have stated that, you know, they welcome this designation. So we are not at all worried about that.
So Lee, how do you think Biden will pick up this baton with the Chinese when he's in office? Will he be even tougher on China than Trump was when it comes to the Uyghurs?
We are hopeful that he will, you know, continue the Trump administration's, you know, some of the policies, if not all of them, to be tough on China. He had always, you know, spoken on human rights issues. So we're hopeful that he will uphold his campaign promises.
How long have you been working to get this genocide designation? What does today, this announcement, mean to you personally?
Personally, this means that all of the hard work that I and many around me have been pursuing since 2018, you know, we have succeeded. We're hopeful that this will be the first step towards actually obtaining justice and freedom for our people and an end to China's prolonged occupation of East Turkestan, which is why this genocide is happening.
That's Salih Hudayar with the East Turkestan National Awakening Movement speaking with me about today's declaration by the U.S. State Department that Chinese persecution of Uyghurs constitutes genocide.